Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. And as always, we're wishing you a bright and glorious 2013. Hopefully everybody's having a good time, and today is Saturday, so hopefully everybody's enjoying this Saturday. They're out and about doing things that are positive and constantly working on trying to do the number one thing that we all need to do, which is work on developing ourselves. So that we can grow, so that we can mature, and so that we can take it to the next level. Because everybody that's on this earth was put here for a reason, and that reason is to do what? It's to take it to the next level. It's to help as many people as you can, and then guess what? The more you help, the more you win in the end. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about a subject that whose title I kind of touched on the last show, but it's the motto of the overall story is from a gentleman by the name of Les Brown. And Les Brown has a saying, and he says that you got to be hungry. And that's what today's show is about. Today's show is about being hungry. It's about you finding what it is that you need and then going for it and then realizing that what you went for yesterday isn't enough to get you through today. It's just enough to get you to where you needed to be so that you can evolve and go to the next level. So each and every one of us is, again, looking to grow, looking to develop. Some of us a little bit less than others, some of us a little bit more than others. But in the end, we all need to find our place. We all need to find that thing that drives us. And as we search for those things that drive us, we all need to understand that there's going to be hills, there's going to be valleys, there's going to be streams and oceans to cross, just like there's going to be mountains to come across. But it's all part of life. It's all part of that evolution that we need to go through, and it's all part of that journey. And that's what we all are on, and what we all need to remind ourselves of is that what happens again happens to us all, and that everything is part of the journey. But for those of us that are hungry, it doesn't really matter how much we've got to go through. Why? Because we're going to find that magic within us. We're going to take that spark. We're going to take that spark of life, and we're going to use it, and we're going to manipulate it and do whatever it is that we need to do to it so that we can get to that end goal. Why? Because we have a big enough why. That's actually the purposeful, perfect word, our why. Our why is what's going to drive us. Our why is what's going to make us do the things that we need to do to succeed, to win in this world, and to also have a life worth living. A lot of people go through their lives every day, and they're just kind of faking it. They're just kind of like sleepwalking through their day, sleepwalking through their night, sleepwalking through their job, sleepwalking through their relationships, sleepwalking through each and everything that they do. They're not really taking a stance in life, or should I say their stance is no stance. Their reason is no reason. Their purpose is no purpose. Well, don't let that be you. You be one of those people that's taking all the action that you need to go forward and to grow your life and to grow yourself and to be able to provide not only for yourself but for your family, and then taking that ability and then taking it and sharing it with other people, sharing it with our youth, sharing it with our elderly, sharing it with those people that think they know it all but don't really realize that they know nothing. You know, I'm definitely one of those people that loves quotes, and I love a lot of the quotes that have been left by people before me. And I'm sure that there'll be more quotes to come. But one of those quotes is that the more we understand that we know nothing, the smarter that we are. And that's a very true quote, because guess what? In the eyes of the universe, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how many degrees you got, you don't know anything. I don't know how many people, I don't care how many people you know nothing. And each and every one of us should be trying to grow our network. We should be trying to grow our network with people that are going to help us to continue to grow. Not people that are stagnant or people that we're smarter than. Understand that you always want to be around people that are more intelligent than you, but more intelligent and have the right attitude, have the right wherefore, and have the right purpose and mission to help other people grow. Because guess what? If you're the smartest person in the room, you've got a huge problem. you need to find you another venue. You need to find you another group of people to hang out with. All right? So, with all that said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you are hungry, and I hope that you are ready to start doing the things necessary to get the type of life that you want. And remember that everything starts within the space between your two ears. The most important piece of real estate that you own is that space between your two ears. Why? Because inside that brain, inside that device that holds more information than most mega computers, that can handle things more precisely than anything else, there is a powder keg of energy, information, and usefulness. But you have to go ahead and try to tap into that knowledge, tap into that resource, tap into the glory that was given to you at birth, and then use that energy. Stop living in the shadow and start living for your true self. Start realizing who you are, who you're supposed to be, and it's not somebody you see on television. Yes, we can have role models. We can have people that we see on TV. We can have people that we glorify. But understand that there can only be one them, just like there can only be one you. You heard me say in the other show that each individual is like a snowflake, each beautiful in its own way, yet each constructed in a different way. Each has its own beauty, its own grace, its own originality. And that's, I think, one of the problems with too many of us. We want to be like our friends. We want to be like the person next to us. Well, guess what? That is where you find the impossibility. You cannot be a clone of any other person. You can only be you and be your true self. So again, stop trying to live in the shadow of somebody that you see on television. Stop trying to be like your dad or your mom or your brother or your sister or whoever. Understand that if these people have been good role models, they may have laid a foundation, but you can't walk their path. You can't put your feet in their shoes, not in reality. You can only put yourself in your own shoes. You can only live in your own reality. You can only exist for you. And in your doing that, you are existing for them. You are doing for them. You are helping them to grow, to develop, and to become all that they wanted you to become. Because guess what? Your grandparents may have lived their lives, but who did they live their lives for? They lived their life for you. Their grandparents, same thing. Their grandparents, same thing. And I don't care how you got here. You now need to start doing the things necessary because you're going to start living for your children and your children's children. And you're going to leave a legacy, and that legacy should be one that you are proud to leave. When we look at your monologue should have greatness all over it. It should be something that inspires the next person to take their next steps, to reach for as much as they can reach for. Again, what's your why? How bad do you want to find the answer? Because the answer isn't on television, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there may be a few programs on television that can help you to understand some things, but most TV that we watch today is full of nothingness, all right? It's reality TV and some other craziness, and all of that stuff is not going to do anything for you. You know, I'm not really a big TV person, and I'm not really a big movie person, but there are a few movies out there that actually were inspiring and still are, and there's things that we can learn from. It's like you guys have heard me say 100 times, you need to look at your library, need to look at your associates, you need to look at all of those things, and you need to read them, and sometimes read them again and again and again, because each time that you open those pages, each time that you bring it up on that computer, you're going to find something new in there, something that you missed because you just weren't ready for it the first time you saw it. You just weren't prepared for it. You weren't in the right mental state to grasp and understand what was actually being said or what was actually being conveyed by the person that actually told the story, or your mind just wasn't there. So every now and then we need to stop and we need to regroup and look back at the things that we've seen and see them again. But understand, too, that everything starts with you. Your beginning starts with you. So we all need to go for the goal. You know that old saying, you need to reach for the stars, because if you reach for the stars, then it's going to be a cakewalk for you to reach the moon. Well, that's what we all need to do. We need to strive and go for the things that we need to go for. But we also, again, like I said, need to be hungry. We need to be hungry and know that life doesn't come to the meek. Life comes to those who take life by the horn, the people who face it, not the people who hide from it, the people who look at it as a challenge and a challenge that they can conquer and not a challenge that's going to conquer them, the people who give their all, give their 120% every day, understanding that that's not possible, but guess what? On those days when you only give 90%, at least that 120% will have covered you through it. It'll take you to that next step. Because the most difficult thing in life is doing what? Making that next step. So you need to find what drives you. You need to enjoy the ride that you're going through. And as you're taking that ride, understand again that there's going to be bumps, there's going to be bruises, there's going to be all types of different things that you have to go through because that's your course. This is part of your life. This is part of your story. All right, you need to network with people. You need to be a person of character. You need to become an influencer. You need to become a person that helps other people to grow as you grow your network, as you become a connector, as you become an influencer, as you become a person that helps other people to realize their goals and their dreams, understanding that as you help others, you, again, are also helping yourself. As you help others, you are also growing and developing. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, there are just so many great people behind us and in front of us, but we have to find them. You have to go with people that are going to help you grow, help you grow, help you develop, help you find yourself as you find yourself. And then you take that to the next level, finding out that the you that you thought you were is only a shadow of the you that you've become. Nurture your mind with great thoughts, for you will never go any higher than you think. That's a quote by a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Disraeli. Again, life is what you make it. If you wake up miserable, if you wake up with an attitude, if you wake up with problems on your mind, then problems are what you'll find. Again, as they say, the universe will always work with you to give you what you want. So if you want misery, guess what? If you're finding misery in your life, it's because you want misery. If you don't think you deserve something, what are you going to find? You're going to find misery. You're going to consistently find misery because what? Negatives and those types of things, they attract each other. Stay away from those people that can't say anything positive and always have something negative to say. The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated, and that's by William James. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to have somebody look up to them and tell them how great they are, how great something is that they've done, or to acknowledge them for whatever it is that it is, be it that they have something nice on. It doesn't matter. If that's what you need to do to help somebody get past their shallowness, get past their limitations, then fine, give them a gratitude, give them a courtesy. But understand, too, that as you're listening to that person, as you're seeing who they are, you're also developing yourself. You're also realizing how you need to deal with that person, how you need to interact with that person, the things that you need to do to help you grow to the next level. You're also seeing that these are certain people that you don't need to be with. Because if you've got somebody that's constantly got to have the limelight, constantly got to be on the main front, then that's probably somebody that's not going to help you. That's a person that's thinking, what's in it for me? That's not a person that wants to help you. That's not a person that's looking to grow with you. That's a person that's looking to grow from you, to grow because they're sucking the life out of you. You don't need that type of interaction. You know, Billy Graham said, when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, all is lost. Those are very deep words. If you're dealing with people that don't have character, these are people that you need to be away from. You need to get away from. You need to really fine-tune yourself. This is 2013, but this counts till 2014, 15, 16, and until the next millennia. The same things that bring character are the same things that have always brought character. The same things that are truly important in life are the same things that have always been important in life. Don't let bling, don't let fashion, don't let somebody else's opinion of you guide you into self-destructive behavior that's going to hurt you. All right? Don't take the road most traveled when you know that it's not going to get there. It's not going to get you where you need to be. ego has a vicious appetite, ladies and gentlemen. The more you feed it, the hungrier it gets. That's by Nathaniel Bonnier, Jr. Again, each and every one of us is trying to grow, trying to develop, and trying to become more than we possibly were the day before. Understand that you need to treat people like you want to be treated, and sometimes you need to treat them better than that. You need to give them respect. You need to listen. We have, what, 2 ears and one mouth. Why? Because we're supposed to listen more than we speak. However, most of us speak far more than we listen, and then most of us, when we are listening, we're really not listening. We're waiting for our turn to say the next thing. When you talk to an individual, you need to ask questions. You need to actually be fully involved. Part of networking, part of interacting with another person is showing that you care. It's being there at the full you, not part of you. You can't have your mind on this and your mind on that as you're trying to talk to somebody. You need to actually have all of your mindset there. All of your presence needs to be in that moment. Because guess what? If you're not all there, that person can see it. They can feel it. If you're distracted by other things, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that in some cases it's hard. I know that some of us are hurting for money. I know some of us are hurting for attention. I know some of us don't feel as though we're getting the things that we need. Okay, I understand that. However, if you want to get the things that you need, if you want to get the attention that you want, then guess what? You have to give. And how do you give? You give by giving your whole self, not part of yourself, not little inklings of yourself, but your whole self. You need to be present. You need to be in the moment. You need to be listening. You need to keep your mouth shut and your ears open. You need to be trying to find out how you can help the next person to get what they want. Because as Zig Ziglar said, if you want what you want, then help everybody else get what they want, and you'll inevitably get what you want. Understand that these are people that have walked the talk, all right? They have done what they needed to do and have proved that their principles are okay, that their principles are right, that their principles are sound, and these principles will be taken into the next millennia and the next millennia. How hungry are you for success? How hungry are you for the things that you want? Do you have a dream board? Do you have a list of different things that you want to accomplish? Do you have that list broken down into a week, weekly goals, daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, quarterly goals, six-month goals and yearly goals? Do you have it planned out? You know, the Japanese used to be teased because they said they had the 100-year plan. Well, do you have a 100-year plan for your life? Do you have it so that when you leave, your plan will still be functional? You may not be functional, but the mechanism that you've put in place will still be rolling. It'll still be chirping out the effects that you wanted, even though you're gone, and your family and your family's family will actually reap the benefits of your hard work. Most of us, ladies and gentlemen, are going to die in debt. We're not going to have any money. We're not going to have the things that we need. Now, you heard me talking about working with peer groups and being with people that are smarter than you. And as long as you're with people that are smarter than you, you're constantly going to grow. There's another one by Hyman Rickover. And it says that great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Think about that. Great minds discuss ideas. They're looking to grow. They're looking to develop. They're looking to mature. They're looking to innovate. They're looking to help other people. They're looking to do things that are going to help each and every person and inevitably end up helping them. All right? Average minds, they're into events. What's the next football game? What's the next basketball game? You know, they're looking for constant distractions. They're looking for constant entertainment to take them away from the drudgery that they hate. You know, yes, they make great money. However, they're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with their job. They're not fulfilled in what they do. All right? These are the average minds. These are the people that go to work and work a 9-to-5 every day. Not saying that there's anything wrong with working a 9-to-5. There is not. However, there is something wrong with not living your dreams. There is something wrong with not living to your potential. There is something wrong with not reaching for the goals that you could easily obtain, but you refuse to take the chance. You refuse to stand on your own 2 feet and do the things necessary to get you where you need to be by taking that risk. There are people that get involved in things and then they fall off to the wayside. Why? Because somebody didn't do what they're supposed to do. You know, as I told a friend of mine recently, you know, when you're dealing with groups where you don't have a lot of control and sometimes what's coming to you, then you need to under-promise and over-deliver. Because guess what? The holdup isn't you. The process isn't all your process. But you need to be upfront and do as much as you can to do the best that you can and show people that you're doing the best that you can each and every day. Why? Because then they see that the weak link isn't you. Yes, there's a weak link, but it isn't you. So you don't degrade their trust in you. And as long as you're doing your part, they're going to still be growing. Why? Because as you give them the information necessary, you're giving them just that, the information necessary. When you can give them information that's going to help them step ahead, you're, of course, going to do that as much as possible. But when some things are things that are going to disillusion them, now, mind you, I'm not telling you to hold information back from anybody. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that sometimes there are certain people that can't have all the information because they constantly, they're like, as Grandmaster Reno Morales would say, they're technique junkies. These are people that haven't really learned how to use the thing at step one, but yet they want to learn step two, step three, step four. But you haven't mastered step one yet, so you're not really ready for step two. You're not really ready for step three. Those are the people that you have to guard from themselves. Why? Because, again, they're technique junkies, all right? They're gadget junkies. They're people that have to have the next thing, but yet they still aren't using the thing that they are now. Most of the people right now listening to the sound of my voice, pull out your cell phone. Tell me every single thing that every single piece of your, every single component and every single tool and widget that you have on your cell phone right now. Tell me what it is. Most people can't. Yet you're constantly trying to buy the next ringtone. You're constantly trying to get some new app. You know, you can't use all the apps on there. You don't even know what all the apps are for. But yet you have to go ahead and get the next app. You know, I think it's funny. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and the guy had a phone that he had for like 6 months. Well, then they came out with the new iPhone. So guess what? He basically dumped a $500 phone to get a $600 phone. Why? Because he had to have the latest and the greatest. However, he didn't really know everything there was to know about the thing that he had, and it wasn't something that was antiquated. It wasn't something that wasn't working. It wasn't something that was substandard. It was just below the top of the line. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most human beings are, excuse me, not most, all human beings are the top of the line. You're already at the top of the line. However, you, I, and most of us aren't using ourselves, we're not using our minds, our bodies, our hearts, our souls, and our spirits to that 100% range. What is it, the average person only uses about 5% of their brain? So why do you care about the latest jacket? Why do you care about the latest computer or laptop or iPad or iPhone or whatever it is? What do you care? You've got the most powerful and amazing thing on the planet. You woke up with it. It is you. Yet you're wasting your time on things that aren't going to add to you. They're things that are going to take away from you. You haven't mastered yourself. You haven't mastered the mind that you have. Again, great minds, again, discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Which do you find yourself talking about the most? Which one of those three categories do you fit in? The people that you associate with, which three categories do they fit in? And why do you associate with them? What is it that you're getting from them that you feel is helping you or guiding you? Are you trying to be part of the clique? Are you building a real network? Or are you building yourself basically a land of failure? Are you setting yourself up to not make it to that next level? You know, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's up to you. You can do anything that you want to do, but you have to persist. You have to be a man of character. You have to be a person of character. Who is it? Napoleon Hill said, persistence is to character of a man as carbon is to steel. What type of metal are you? You know, they say, what metal is the man? In the Marine Corps, we say, well, what kind of metal is he made of? Well, what are you? Are you copper? Are you plastic? I know plastic's not a metal. But are you something weak or are you something strong? Ladies and gentlemen, your life is up to you. What you make out of it is what you make out of it. I constantly look at people like Viktor Frankl, Ann Marx, all of these people that have done some really amazing things with their lives. And then I look at us. Again, what are you reading? What's in front of you right now? When was the last time you read a book? When was the last time you looked at a book? You know, if you're in the business, you know, have you ever read George Frazier? And I'm getting this list from somebody else. Actually, this particular list is coming from Small Business CEO. And if anybody's interested in finding out about them, they're pretty locked on, pretty hard-charging group of business professionals and people that are looking to grow their business. And a gentleman that actually runs that is Glenn Garns, quite an amazing and fascinating individual. Anyway, their website is SBCEO, so SBCEO.com, SBCEO.com, and that's Small Business CEO. There's somebody out there that wants to actually help each and every person that they can. So this reading list is mainly for people that are in business or networking, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being hungry. We're talking about growing your brand. We're talking about you becoming all that you can be. And the only way that's going to happen is if you hook up with people like that. We're talking about books by gentlemen like Bob Proctor. We're talking about books from people like Harvey McKay. We're talking about books from people like Les Brown and Bob Berg and these different individuals that have written some phenomenal books that can help you to get yourself online. You know, are you following up with what you do? Are you following through? Are you a person that keeps their word, or are you just somebody that talks and talks and talks, and in the end we find out that what you're saying is empty? All you're doing is wasting air and wasting space. Ladies and gentlemen, the most valuable thing that you have on this planet right now is time. Are you using your time? Are you using it wisely? Are you doing things to help yourself grow? Are you doing things to help yourself connect? Are you doing things to help yourself become the best and the greatest individual that you can be? Are you living your dreams? Are you doing the things necessary to have the life that you need to have and to find the success that you need to find? Perfect example, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you an example of drive, and yes, I'm talking about myself now. I had surgery on Thursday. Guess what? I was out Friday doing what I needed to do. It's now Saturday. I'm doing a show. I think I did a show on Friday. It depends on you. It's what's inside you. It's what gets you up in the morning. It's what makes you go to sleep at night. When you go to bed at night, are you going to bed after you just watched a horror movie? So now guess what? That horror movie is playing over and over and over and over in your mind. Are you watching some garbage reality show? So now that garbage reality show is playing over and over and over and over again in your mind. Are you taking in information that you can use, that you can grow from? Are you letting that computer, that most complex computer on the planet, are you using that to its optimal performance? Are you using it to its optimal potential? Are you using it in a way that it's going to grow? Are you going to sleep with positive things in your mind? So guess what? All night long, through that 8-hour sleep period, or however it is long that you sleep, that you're going to start, that your mind is working on creating positive things. Are you at one with yourself? Are you at one with the universe? When was the last time you told your significant other that you love them? When was the last time you spent some time with them? Are you spending quality time with yourself? Are you exercising? Are you eating properly? Are you taking in junk and then pushing out junk? You know, that garbage in, garbage out. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I have a tendency to talk fast, but I have a tendency to talk fast because I have a lot of information that I want to get out, and I'd love to share it with each and every one of you. Please continue to listen to us on Blog Talk, and please continue to listen to the show and share it with other people. We're up to, what was it, 13,945 as of the last time that I looked. That is phenomenal, and I hope that you'll help us to get to 30,000 listeners and viewers before the scene is up. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please listen to us on Blog Talk. Please share our show with each and every person, and each and every one of you have a blessed and wonderful day in life. And thank you to all of those that have been supporting us and have been standing by us. We truly appreciate it, and we are definitely humbled by the fact that you continue to listen and continue to let us share with you some of your precious time. Because, again, the most valuable thing you have on this planet is what? Your time. And we are thankful that you allow us to spend 30 minutes with you on the days that we have the show to talk about it. We've got a number of great guests coming up. and we hope that you'll listen. We'll also have a number of business owners that are going to come up and share some of their talents and skills with us to help us all grow and develop. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great and fantastic day.